So how can two weightings happen?
You need a different structure. See, the web is locked into a very specific structure in exactly the same way. You know, you can only do certain things on a bicycle. And you can only do certain things with the World Wide Web. And you need an entirely different structure where, for example, you have a list of...
Hang on, let me zoom in on the use that opportunity. You can talk into the camera if you feel like it.
Actually, the links of the World Wide Web are not one-way. They're two-way, but you can't follow them in two-way because the existing structures won't allow it. But if Google, for example, were to make a table of where all the links start and where they end, then you could go to Google and follow any link in both directions. It's just that those facilities have not been built.
Yeah.
So intrinsically, every link is already two-way. It's just something you cannot follow. So the way you need to follow links in two directions is essentially to have tables that list the links, where they come from and where they go to. See, everything inside software is done with tables or the equivalent sometimes. Mm-hmm. Object-oriented structure, which we don't need to talk about, but think of it as tables that keep track of things. So if you have a credit card, actually there's a table inside a computer somewhere which gives your name, your account number, and all the transactions, what date they occurred, etc., etc. That's a rows and columns. So in just exactly the same way, Google presumably has a table, which is all the pages in the world and all the connections. They just don't allow you to follow them backward. Possibly that table would not allow it, but they could build one that did.
Yeah.
And so in this same way, you could keep track of two-way links through big tables. It's just that that's not how it's done right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to fight the standard on various levels. The web is really defined by the browser. The browser was created by Marc Andreessen at the University of Illinois circa 1989,
1990,
something like that. And
I should say that again, because the web was only probably released in 91, so it has to be up to 91.
Yeah, you're right. I spoke at the University of Illinois. And I believe Marc Andreessen heard me speak at that time. Okay. So let's see. The web is actually defined by the browser that was created by Marc Andreessen. People think of the World Wide Web as having been created by Tim Berners-Lee. I don't think that's true at all. Tim Berners-Lee created a very simple structure which Andreessen decided to colonize. And he created the Mosaic browser, which put pictures into it, and then later tables and fonts and all kinds of garbage, which we now call a web page. And the web page, so-called, is a collection of junk that all fit this Mosaic browser. The HTML structure is what fits in the Mosaic browser, and it's not well defined because the Mosaic browser had a lot of clever programming tricks, which aren't in the definition, and which were carefully copied. Well, they were copied into Netscape, and then Netscape was copied as Microsoft Internet Explorer. So now we have the World Wide Web Consortium trying to redefine it, blah, 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 but my point is that this peculiar standard was created by a 19-year-old kid at the University of Illinois, and so many things have followed through it with, as you call them, England knock-on effects, that really were never designed, that just followed from this pretty stupid design. But it's very fast, and it's very it caught on with tremendous impact. So it makes doing everything right much more difficult. It does not allow overlap. It's one of the things the web does not allow.
What do you mean by links that don't overlap?
In the World Wide Web, you have a so-called anchor point, which is where you are. It's the part that appears in blue, meaning that it's a link, okay? So you can have one part in blue that points one place, but the next part in blue can't use some of the words from that previous part in blue. Okay. Start the answer.
Yeah.
Ask the question again, please.
No, he doesn't need to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
links in the World Wide Web paratrivial form, which go from one block of text in the page you're looking at to some other place you don't know. Now, you could have two links side by side, go from one block of text and then from another block, but those two blocks of text cannot overlap. Mm-hmm. You can't, if you have a sentence that says, I'm interested in bananas and coconuts, you can't have a link to the sentence, I'm interested in bananas and coconuts, and then have a link also to bananas in that sentence. Why? Because they don't allow it in the design.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So they're not allowed to overlap. And my notion of links is that you have millions of overlapping links, because you should be able to make a link to a page that links out of that page, so that thousands of people could be able to put links on a given page, all of which could be available, instead of just the ones which were allowed by the author in that and wrapped up in that HTML lump. It's a completely different structure. What they've done is they've taken the dumbest and simplest idea, and you know who dumbed it down that way? I did. I didn't remember it, but in 1968, I was just rereading the original design documents from 1968. I wrote a long design document describing everything that should be, and the guy I was working with said, yeah, well, let's make that simpler. So I made it simpler to non-overlapping links and with a reader where you had a back button. And we still have that stupid back button. Well, it represents a non-sequential structure sequentially. Here is your browser, and you've got a sequence. If you go forward, you go to the later things you've looked at. If you go back, you go to the earliest things you've looked at.
Yeah.
So you've reduced this big structure, which is all over everywhere, to a sequence.